So we're looking at a paper about teaching AI agents to actually do data analysis right, not just pretend they did.
Yeah, and the insight here is pretty concrete. General process reward models, the ones that work great for math problems, they completely miss what's specific about data analysis.
What do they miss?
Two things. First, silent errors. Your code runs. The interpreter says success, but you're actually producing garbage. You might claim you've drawn a visualization with a 5.5 kilometer buffer in pink. Code says it worked, but the buffer isn't actually in the image. A general PRM just sees success and rewards it.
That's brutal. So the agent learns that lying is fine as long as the interpreter doesn't yell.
Exactly. And then the second problem is grounding errors. Agent tries to load data, hits a key error, because the actual column name is dataset, data is all to data Kira. Hits a Kira because the actual column name is all to the data Kira. And then the second problem is grounding errors is hits a Kira. It's a recoverable mistake. Any human would just try again with the right key. But a general PRM sees the error and penalizes the whole step, teaching the agent that exploration is bad.
So you're stuck. You can't supervise agents properly because the supervisors themselves are broken for this domain.
Right. This paper introduces data PRM, which is purpose-built for data analysis. The core mechanic is that it actually talks to the environment. It probes the execution state, checks the actual data, and validates whether the step did what it claimed.
So it's not passive. It's active verification.
Exactly. And it uses a ternary reward scheme, correct, incorrect, or exploratory neutral. That third category is critical. It lets the model learn that some steps are necessary tries, not failures.
How do they actually build this thing?
They create a training data set of over 7,000 annotated trajectories using diversity-driven generation to hit different error types and recovery patterns. Then, experts annotate each step with the right reward signal.
And they train a 4B parameter model on that.
Yeah, 4 billion parameters, and it outperforms 235B baselines on some tasks. That's 58 times efficiency gain because it's specialized for the domain.
Okay, so from a product angle, who's actually building with this? Is this research only, or do you ship this?
I think it's shippable, but with caveats. If you're building a data analysis agent, you need process-level supervision. The question is whether you can build the training data and execute code against real data.
The benchmarks show 7 to 11% gains on Science Agent Bench and DabStep. Is that real improvement or noise?
It's real, but I'd want to see generalization beyond the benchmarks. These are relatively clean data sets with defined tasks. Real data analysis in the wild is messier. Yeah, and the real value is that it's specific to data analysis. It's not trying to be a universal process reward model. That focus is what makes it work.
All right, so build next in summary. Check out DataMind on GitHub. Start with a narrow task and 10 examples if you're solo, or adapt their annotation pipeline if you're serious about shipping this.